Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first meditation. Today is the feast of Our Lady of Cabejo. Beginning November 28, 1981, and continuing until the same date in 1989, Mary appeared to three teenage girls in Cabejo, Rwanda, a country that was 65% Catholic and comprised of the Tutsi and Hutu tribes. On August 15, 1982, Mary wept during the apparition. She was inconsolable because she was carrying the message of salvation, but the people of Rwanda refused to listen. Then Our Lady gave a vision of a deadly civil war, a river of blood, abandoned corpses, and a gaping abyss. She begged the people to convert, to turn away from sin and turn back to God by means of prayer, especially meditating on the Word of God and the Rosary, and the Rosary of the Seven Sorrows of Mary, to examine their lives and take responsibility for their sins, asking God for forgiveness in confession, and finally, forgiving all people, especially their enemies from the heart, because this is the only way to peace. But they refused to listen. They said, "These visionaries are crazy with their prophecies of doom." Yet, every detail came true. Civil war erupted in 1990, and tragically, in the summer of 1994, 1 million Tutsis were murdered by their Hutu neighbors, and the river ran red with blood. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. It would be easy to think, wow, what a tragedy for them, and leave it at that. But Our Lady said plainly that her warning was not only for Cabejo, nor even just for Africa. It was for the whole world. She told the visionaries, when I show myself to someone and speak to them, I am speaking to the whole world. If I turn to the parish at Cabejo, it does not mean I am concerned only for Cabejo or for Africa. I am concerned about the entire world. This world is evil and rushes toward its ruin. It is about to fall into an abyss. The world is in rebellion against God. Many sins are being committed. There is no love and no peace. If you do not repent and convert your hearts, you will all fall into an abyss. In 1982, Alphonsine, one of the young visionaries, responding to Mary during an apparition with almost trembling obedience, said, "Yes, Mother, I will repeat it exactly as you ask. To the people on earth, you say three times. You open the door, and they refuse to come in. You open the door, and they refuse to come in. You open the door, and they refuse to come in. Yes, Mother, I will tell them, you saw the world in a terrible state, and you came to save us, but we refused to listen." And Alphonsine continued, faithfully echoing Mary's urgent question to humanity, spoken three times like a trumpet blast, "What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for?" Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. The warning given at Kibeho did not end in Rwanda. It continued, almost seamlessly, with Our Lady's apparition in Medjugorje, which began June 24, 1981, just a few months before Kibeho, but continue to this very day. The Vatican has given Medjugorje the Neil Obstadt, the highest possible positive evaluation under the new guidelines. The message of Our Lady at Medjugorje is the same as that of Kibeho. A mother urgently calling her children to conversion. At Medjugorje, Our Lady said, "Be converted. It will be too late when the sign comes. Beforehand, several warnings will be given to the world. Have people hurry to be converted. I need your prayers and your penance. The only thing that I would want to tell you is, be converted. Make that known to all my children as quickly as possible. No pain, no suffering is too great to me to save you. You cannot imagine what is going to happen, nor what the Eternal Father will allow to come to the earth. That is why you must be converted." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As he was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. The message of Our Lady, both at Cabejo and Medjugorje, is unmistakably clear. This is an urgent call to conversion. I have just returned from 10 days immersed in the life of Jesus in Jerusalem and the Galilee, and what struck me again and again is this. This is nothing more than the central message of Jesus. In fact, his very first public words were, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." And in Luke chapter 13, people came to Jesus with the shocking headlines of their day. Pilate had massacred an innocent group of Galileans, and 18 people were crushed when a tower collapsed on them in Jerusalem. And Jesus responded in a way that must have stunned them, saying, "Unless you repent, you will all likewise perish." And then immediately, he followed this with a parable that reveals just how urgent conversion really is. A man came 3 years in a row looking for fruit on his fig tree. Finding none, he ordered it to be cut down. We are that fig tree, and the fruit Jesus is looking for is the fruit of conversion. A changed life, a turning away from sin and real growth in virtue. The question is simple and unavoidable. Are we bearing the fruit of repentance? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. Because the call from Jesus and Mary to conversion is urgent, let's be serious about the concrete steps. Step one, listen to the Word of God. Every day, take something from God's Word that comes through Scripture, the writings of the saints, or the teaching of the church. Read it, listen to it, and then as soon as something strikes you, stop and pay attention, because that's what God is trying to say to you today. Then, step two, think about what struck you. Try to understand it and apply it to your life, asking, am I living this or not? Then look honestly at the gap between what Jesus is saying and how you are living. From that gap arises a simple question. What, practically, am I going to do about it today? This leads to step three, a concrete resolution. A resolution is a small practical action inspired by your meditation. Something you will practice repeatedly throughout the day in order to build a habit. Something like, I'm going to thank God for the good things He sends today. Or, I'm going to accept small sufferings with patience and offer them up. Or, today I'm going to refuse to gossip, no matter the conversation. Write your resolution on a scrap of paper or a note on your phone. Keep it with you. Begin practicing it immediately. And every time the situation arises, do the good action you chose. And at the end of the day, ask yourself, did I remember? Did I practice my resolution? If we follow these steps every day, we will convert and bear the fruit that Mary and Jesus are looking for of a changed life. But if we don't, if we neglect it, nothing changes, and we drift backwards into vice. Jesus has spoken. Mary has spoken. Now the only question left is the one Our Lady asked at Cabejo. What are you waiting for? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
What struck you with this meditation, Teresa?
I know we've talked about this before, and we are always urging that kind of daily habit of prayer. And I'm always, always changing and fighting to build up new habits of prayer. But I find that I'm always coming back to the excuse of, I could start my day in prayer, but I'm not going to be fully aware and I'm not going to fully comprehend it. So I'll push it a little later and a little later. But recently, I've just gotten into the habit of just, when I want to open my phone in the morning, the first thing I want to do is watch something because my brain's kind of off. So instead, I'll just open up, I'll look up the daily readings for the day. My brain's still kind of off, but I've just been really surprised that just reading the daily readings, even with half a mind, does so much good, because at the end of the day, half of the work is literally God's work.
Yes.
And I'm also, I could just be wasting the time entirely. And it's okay to do it brainlessly at first, mindlessly at first. It's okay to just, I've been trying to just focus on the habit of doing it and not having this great expectation, because my expectation is that whenever I sit down and read scripture, I'm going to come up with the answer to all of the world's problems and I'm going to change my life every time, but it's really an incremental changing. So I was really struck by that kind of final resolution, that it's super simple. She opens the door, we just got to walk through it.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, it's this relationship with God. There's two aspects, but the most important is, it's like if you want to get a suntan, or if you want to get some sun. Let's say you just want to get some sun so you can get some vitamin D.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to get some sun to get some vitamin D, what do you got to do?
Just go outside.
You just got to go out in the sun and stand there. Do you have to do anything more than just be out there? No, because the sun's working on you.
Yeah.
And that's the way prayer is. There is a part we need to play, and we just outlined it. So we don't need to say it again. But the most important part is we just need to come into the presence of God and be there, and He'll work on us.
Mm-hmm. And there are times when I know I need to sit down and really have those more intellectual experiences in prayer, but I know that my baseline has to be showing up.
Exactly.
It has to be going outside.
That's exactly right, because in this whole work of prayer and holiness, God has the lion's share. It's His work. He's the one who has to transform us. And it's very easy to get that turned around and think we have to do all mm-hmm. the work. So therefore, if we're not in the best frame of mind, we put it off.
Yeah, exactly.
This is a really good principle of prayer to remember. If you want to get a suntan, all you have to do is go outside and just stand there or sit there. Prayer is a lot like that.
I never thought that'd be the metaphor you'd use today, but I like it.
Thanks for the conversation. It's a good reminder. And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.